There you go.
And we're live with the Ramblecast. This one is dedicated to one of those homies that could never be with us, the eternal Russ. Congratulations to Russ and all of the Kansas City Chiefs for the Super Bowl.
Kansas is a proud state right now.
Nick, do you have a formal song to play for us here?
You know I don't.
Okay, well, great.
I go, hey, it's the Ramblecast. Woo!
There you go.
This is kind of a last-minute thing.
Yeah. This was. We're so impromptu, we miss Chris. And we have a special guest tonight, as we're recording this late. Welcome to the show again, JP.
I didn't even know this was still a thing.
Yeah, I like that. Is Ramblecast still a thing? Not really.
Not really. Yeah. We're all on autopilot these days.
Yeah, right. we decided around, 8:30 that we would do this?
Yeah, uh-huh, we did. We were just, you know, Tuesday we were set to record, and I had to bow out, and then you guys just fell like a house of cards.
I'm not doing that with Matt's direction. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, exactly. I'd say we broke like a clavicle. You know, just
way too easy.
Way too easy. Yeah.
Why don't you just call me on a Tuesday? I'll gladly fill in for Matt.
See,
nobody replaces Matt.
That was the thing. Nobody could. Jack was like, "Is this a live one? Like, where were you at the last couple?"
I don't know.
I mean, Matt hits the record, but
never, because I said, "Hey, we need to do a live one." Did you break your clavicle? Is that what you're?
Nah, it's just.
It's an inside joke.
Nick and I have just been ribbing each other. We got way too many skeletons in the closet.
Oh, well, is this a private joke that only you two are knowing?
No, it was on the chat that we all share that you just didn't read.
Okay, in my defense, I've had 3 grandkids most of the week, and Wednesday, Cindy goes, you know what, I feel bad that Alex isn't here. Let's get Alex here. Let's bring a 4th grandkid here. I go, really? And Alex is really easy. Except he's a younger brother of Zach, mm-hmm. Jay and Colleen's kids. And he tries to be the little cutesy little kid. And, you know, he tries to antagonize his older brother. And I'm sure his older brother gets, you know, being an older brother, I know how it is. And he probably gets his older brother in trouble a lot. But there was one time, if you haven't seen Alex, he's maybe weighs 20 pounds, 25 pounds. He's this fiery, funny kid. He literally tackles Zach. And he had a little plastic shovel in his head. And he's hitting him in the head. And to Zach's credit, he just says, stop, Alex, stop. And I go, Alex, stop hitting your brother. And so Cindy runs over to him and goes, Alex, do you have something to say to Zach?
No.
He goes, no. She goes, do you want to say you're sorry? He goes, no. And goes, and he wouldn't say he was sorry.
Let the record show that Jack made a grumpy face with his arms crossed.
Yeah. So. I said, well, we were doing it live, which we should have been. They would have seen that. Hell. But I said,
there's no way we could do a live show. You're smoking crack, man.
I don't know how we could really tell the difference between Jack impersonating a grumpy child and Jack just being Jack.
I'm forever grumpy. But I said to my wife, I said, well, do we give him a timeout? Do we put soap in his, or what's the protocol now for punishing a kid? I mean, I don't know. We make him stand out there holding bricks or something. But we, since we're grandparents, we said, okay, he doesn't want to say sorry.
Let me quickly text Dan and see what they used to do when he would hit people over the head with shovels.
Yeah, there you go.
So never hit your woman with a shovel.
So it's been an interesting long week. I mean, love my grandkids to death, but it's like, oh my, I was so exhausted yesterday. It's like when Tuesday came around, I was like, I'm so tired Tuesday. I said, and I think I slept like 2 hours yesterday, last night, and then they were up again. The youngest one, who's 5 months old now, comes over. Now he's already starting. He's almost crawling. I go, dude, you change his diaper. These are his legs. They don't stop moving. I go, dude, can you stop moving for a second? Stop moving for a second. And he's already peed on me once, so I got to watch that. So,
have you tried Staples?
I've thought about it. Now it's funny. I literally have the diaper ready, put on, and I wipe him after he's. Except if it's poop, because what are you gonna do? You just pray that he's not gonna pee on you as you're changing his diaper. But it's been an interesting weekend. We had Zach every night, and Zach is, you know, smart and stuff like that. And he's, you know, sometimes he's too smart. But I last time he was here, he stayed with us. I said, we were doing Legos. And I said, okay, you know what? We're going to get a model next time. Because when I was a kid, I used to love to put models together, and my dad would help me and all this different stuff. So we go to Hobby Lobby, and we're looking at models. I also got this, though. I picked this up at the Hobby Lobby.
Wrong kind of models.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
The Dharma bus.
Well, yeah, it's okay. Everyone out there is the a Dharma mini
Dharma
bus.
Yeah. Mini bus. And best thing is it was already put together. But it was in the model section. So I thought he'd pick a car.
Yeah.
Or a small plane. He picks his boat. And I'm looking at it, I go, oh my God, look at these. I go, well, I hope those pieces are already attached because they're small little tiny pieces. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know. So once we got the model and we had to buy, of course, it was white, so it had to be painted. So I got three different types of paints. When I went up to the front, I asked the person, Hobby Lobby, I said, what, because it didn't say model glue for models. It had all these different glues, but there was like glue for wood, glue for this. So I picked, of course, the wrong one. She goes, I don't know. I go, okay, not the answer I was looking for. So, but I said, you know what? I don't think this is it. So I told my wife, you pay for this. I'll go back and get the glue. So once all said and done, I think we spent
$50. That's not bad.
spent $50. I should block the chat. I spent $50 on this stupid model. And I told Zach, I go, look, dude. And he's like the least patient person in the world. He's like, no patience whatsoever. I go, dude, you're going to have to be patient on this one. And I go, it's going to take like 2 or 3 days to make. You're just going to have to be patient with it. So and the pieces are still, and I'm trying, and I know people, when you get older, your eyesight starts to go. And it has these little tiny numbers on the back in white on a white thing saying 60, 61. I'm like, and they weren't in order. It wasn't like 1, 2, 3, 4. It was like, okay, here's one, but here's 60. And I got my phone out with the flashlight. I go, okay, and some of the things were so fragile, they would break off. And so some of the pieces never got put on. But about halfway through, dealing with Zach, who's like, can you do this, Pop? I go, no, you have to do it in the order that you're doing it. I go, then I went, wait a minute, there's a flashback to when I was 10 years old, my dad yelling at me, Dad, I want to put this on. And he goes, no, you have to do it when the pieces are right. I go, oh, I remember my dad hated building models with me. Oh my God. He liked doing, he hated the tedious things. He did it because he was a dad. And that's what dads do. But I remember him bitching about it the whole time. But anyway, so we get the model. And the pieces are so flimsy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's almost like it was probably made in Indiana where they just don't care about the environment and, you know, plastics everywhere.
No, that's the good
thing. So I finally get it to please the base done. And he goes, when can I put it in the water? I go, you can't put this in the water. You can't put this in the water. It's the piece. So I glued it like crazy. So I get the one piece together. I get the next piece together. And I go, oh, my God. I go, and he's helping with little pieces. He's actually smarter than me. It's the Lego thing. And so I get it all together. I go, you can paint it. And he's painting away. And Cindy's helping him paint. He has paint all over the table. Even though I had all this cardboard laid out, he has paint all over the table, all over the thing. But he loved it. He just thought it was the greatest thing in the world. He goes, when can we go get another model? I go, next time you're here, we'll get another model. We'll get a plane or something like that. I'm like, oh my God. I don't think I can do another model.
It's great.
It's a young man. It's a young man's game.
Well, yeah.
Little hands.
They have those models with the pieces that just snap together.
Well, they had one. And he didn't want that one. I said, it's a boat. It just snaps together. And then I saw the thing that had, like, it had race cars that went through this tunnel.
Oh.
It was even more money than the damn model. Like, all I have to do is put the damn tunnel together. It has, like, electric. Like, no, Papa, I want the model. We said we're getting a model. I want the model. I go, okay. And the whole time I'm going, this was a dumb idea. But he loved it. He took it to bed the next day because he, you know, he carried it around. Then he goes out in the dirt.
Yeah.
He's digging in the dirt, and he put dirt in the model. And I go, Zach, there's not supposed to be dirt in the model.
No.
But he's my grandson, so I said, okay.
Yeah.
It's been a fun week. And today he cheered. He said, Papa. I go, what? He goes, I made all my pee into the toilet.
Oh.
I go, thank you, Zach. Thank you. Because usually it's an adventure. It's like, okay. The pee could be on the wall. It could be on the floor. It could be on half the toilet.
We're all men. It's 90% of the time, right? It's making.
I think right now because we have three.
You got that morning pee that splits in two streams, and you're like, shit. What am I going to do here?
Yeah, exactly. I think he has that problem all the time. I think public restrooms are cleaner than the one he uses. But that's just. He's a great kid, but he was like, Papa. I go, what? He goes, I peed in the toilet. I got all the pee in the toilet. I go, thank you. I appreciate that. I don't have to wear boots into the bathroom.
Yeah. I always felt bad for the dad at my mom's, at her swimming pools a couple of years ago. There was a kid climbing out of the water. And he just started yelling, Dad, I pooped.
It's a baby Ruth.
Yeah. But there's nothing wrong here.
I like Nick. I'm not 47. I don't have those problems.
Yeah. I think going back to model building, I think that's one of the reasons why I'm fairly patient with a lot of things, because I remember the first model my dad.
You're not building with a kid, though, are you?
Well, I remember being a kid, though. And my dad, because, you know, Legos were not what they are today.
Matt and I can't remember being a kid.
That's true. Yeah.
It's too far.
Okay, but my dad and I
hang around the youth to absorb their food.
My dad and I built a seaplane. It was the first model me and him built together. And then the next one was the Titanic. And then we went to Disneyland in 88, and we bought at least 10 Star Wars models. Oh. And
which ones? Because I gotta know. I'm just curious. And you don't have to name all 10, but just like the highlights of what you can remember. Because I had Star Wars models.
Yeah. We bought a TIE Fighter, an X-Wing, an AT-AT, a Snowspeeder.
I think Matt's getting an erection.
Millennium Falcon and a Star Destroyer. Yeah. This one
I had Darth Vader's TIE Fighter.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Sorry, yeah.
Darth and I had the A-Wing. So, and then I also have the Jabba the Hutt. I know. I have the Jabba the Hutt model, which my brother gave to me. But it's the whole, like, all of the denizens. There's not much to it. It's basically just a bunch of plastic creatures that you're supposed to paint.
Yeah, so. I've got most of them still. I mean, some of them are broke. Like, I remember the head of the AT-AT fell off. Like, I don't know why. I think it was held together by a rubber band or something inside. But it's like the rubber band dried out, you know, and just fell. Because it moved.
What's a real popular thing to do now is you make a terrarium. So you take an aquarium and fill it with, you know, soil, rocks, you know, a couple plants and ferns. You put that model of the broken AT-AT in there and just let it grow inside there, you know, and you have this kind of like little.
Oh, yeah. You know, I can see that. So,
great for the environment.
But going to
just for your own little enjoyment, you know.
You're not throwing it in a landfill somewhere. That's what I'm saying.
You've grown plants for your own enjoyment. Hopefully you don't have fruit flies.
It helps with the oxygen.
But going to Jack, you know, talking about all those little pieces, though, ships are always a pain in the ass because you have so many little – because I remember we did buy somewhere in the 90s the USS Missouri, and that one was never finished because there's so many small little guns and so many little things that are inside
it. This was a Coast Guard tugboat.
Okay.
It's hard to fit Kansas City inside that as well.
Yeah, and I at one point I said – it just slipped. I go, the fuck is this piece? And he looks at me. I go, And my wife's like, these are your grandkids. I go, oh, he hears that at home. What the hell? He knows what I'm saying. I go, what the heck is this darn piece? Gosh golly, no, I don't know. I go, you come over here and put the, it wasn't my idea. I go, no, it wasn't. Now we got together, it was fun and all that fun. He's great.
A few times I did modeling, I never, like, I would lose my patience with it, but I always, the common mistake I would always make when I was putting it together was I'd always mistaken the piece that the plastic pieces broke off from. I'd mistaken that piece as a part of the model, and it would end up glued on the model somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I get what you're saying, like, where you break it off and, like, all the other, yeah, okay.
I can remember my dad used to get mad because I like the decals. I like to put them in the water. Oh,
yeah, totally.
And he goes, we're not ready for that. I told you not to put it in the water. I go, but we're going to put it on, right? Can I put them on? Can you?
My biggest issue with modeling is that you always have to get naked in front of a group of people, and then they draw you. So
good time.
My dad knew what we did with these models. Eventually, we just would go outside, and all us kids would get, you know, firecrackers, and we put them in the bottle and blow them.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I can't imagine.
Where's that damn model we put together? I go, I don't know what happened to it, Dad. Go check down the streets in a bunch of pieces.
Jeez.
Yeah, I was an asshole.
I mean, they were fun though, because I so like if you walk into my room in my parents' home, all my
never do that.
It's no longer like my room, it's like a guest room.
Is it a shrine?
Like, she did left. My mom did because we had built like this shelf that goes around the very top of the ceiling, and that's where all my models are. So you can see them.
Oh, lined up. I thought you were going to say beer cans.
Yeah, beer cans.
Beer can collection. You're Tennessee. Yeah.
I mean, and all those.
Yeah, a couple.
Are they still there?
They're still there. Yeah, a lot of them.
You never blew them up.
No, I mean some of them are broken, but like they're still there. And then like I had
only sociopaths would create something just to watch it burn.
Well, is this because we would burn them too? That was great too.
Yeah, you like to smell the burning plastic.
I rest my case.
Well, we had a guy down the street. Who wanted to be a director someday, and he had a camera.
Was it
Steven Kidd?
He would make movies. We'd go, okay, I have a model card.
Was it Spielberg?
I don't. It might have been. I don't know.
He's was this in Modesto?
Yeah, it could have been. But we'd get our models, and he would burn them and stuff like
they
that.
They call him Georgie.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, so it wasn't all just fun and games. It was sometimes. For creative purposes.
Coppola was his name, Francie.
Yeah, Coppola, yeah. Yeah, he had a grandson named Nicholas Cage.
Was his direction only faster, more intense? That's all he ever said?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it the Ed Wood kid he used to like to wear his mom's clothes?
Yeah. Actually, this kid was kind of a dick.
Oh.
I remember years ago he challenged me to a
Michael Bay.
We used to play baseball in the street with tennis balls and stuff like that. And he challenged me. He said, so we made a dollar bet, and I beat him because his brother hated him. So we had to get certain people. We pitched and we hit, and his brother was killing himself to catch every ball that he had hit. And he owed me a dollar. He wouldn't pay me. I go, you're a welcher. So finally he came and threw the dollar at me. But I beat him.
It was a lot of money back then. You could buy
for me, a dollar?
Yeah. Shit,
buy another model and blew it up.
Exactly.
And that kid was Martin Scorsese.
He did have thick eyebrows.
Like two caterpillars merging.
Yeah. Now his last name was Brown. His brother's name was Mark Brown.
Doc Brown.
God, they fought. Like they just fought like they hated each other.
Yeah, well, I knew Mark Brown once, and he was a real shitty person.
Did he have a brother?
Tom Brown? Something Brown? I don't know.
It's probably because the little brother never apologized for hitting him in the face with a shovel.
It could have been.
Did he have a brother who couldn't kick a football if his life depended on it?
Yeah, his little brother. They did have a younger brother, and I can't remember who it was. Their mom had a different boyfriend, it seemed like, every week. Something like that. So that could have been the issues at home. I don't know.
Well, when you talk like, what man can stay around for too long?
Yeah.
And you're not, younger, no judgment.
And your younger kid's bald. Nobody likes him. So what are you going to do?
Good grief. So I was speaking of models. There was this really funny moment at the dinner table or breakfast table with my kids. My daughter, she draws and she's familiar with the arts because she's
around. Is she more talent than you?
She draws a lot more than I do. So
for her age, she probably might be a little bit more developed.
You're not gonna miss, she has more talent than you? You can't do that?
Did not say that. But
you have more talent than I do because I love you and you're my child.
Well, thanks for telling me that, Jack. I always wanted to hear that. But
I'm just trying to help you.
Yeah, he never told Jay that. I'm just saying.
No, he didn't have talent than me. I'm not going to lie to the kid.
All right, so
musical talent. My
daughter and I are talking, and I'm talking about my class that I teach, where lately we've been having a lot of figure models. And
as I was about to say, like, do you tell her that you go on full nude and model for the?
No, her confusion.
You can't see this, honey. Daddy is not.
This is how I get our extra money.
Yeah.
I say that it comes from patrons, but really. Yeah. It's from other people that pay me.
You can't unsee what's in that room, honey.
No, so her confusion lied in the fact that she thought that the students actually had to get up on stage. And like she said, oh, I could never be an art student because I could never like pose nude in front of the class. And I was like, that you don't have to do that like ever. Like,
yeah.
We do have
God, can you imagine?
That was Mary Kay Letourneau's class.
No. And that's.
Yeah, but that's. She's what? She's 9 or 10, right? 11?
She is now 12. Yeah.
12, okay. She's getting, I forgot you're 27.
I know. It comes with age.
But that's an honest. Really, that's an honest. I think I would probably think that at 12.
Sure. Yeah. And I just had to explain like, no, that's not how it works. We, the school actually pays, you know,
now I can be, she's probably thinking I can't be an artist anymore.
Right. She was, I think. So, although her main focus or her main, love is marine biology at this point.
Marine biology artist.
She really likes science. She likes the whole questioning, like learning about like, you know, how things are made, how the earth works, you know. So, you know,
nice.
She also introduced her to underwater archaeology. It's also kind of interesting too. She likes that kind of stuff.
She should probably study George Costanza. Wasn't he a marine biologist?
Are you going to tell her you have to swim nude with the fish?
No, that's only Luca Brasi.
Yeah. The fish don't put on bathing suits. Why should we?
Yeah. You don't have to sleep with the fishes.
You don't have to sleep, but you do have to get nude. So take your pick. And then on the other spectrum, my son, he has been collecting lightsaber images, like just like printing them off like crazy, like saving them on his computer. And he has put together with his best friend from school a lightsaber PowerPoint presentation.
Nice.
Of just like every different lightsaber that has been in the universe of Star Wars. It's
pretty
hilarious.
That's pretty neat though too, because I mean,
pretty impressive.
If PowerPoint would have been around when we were kids, like there's no telling like that kind of computer stuff. Like what would we have done at that point? I mean, you know,
sure. I know you would have had like a porn, but
porn. Yeah,
nowadays you can do that without getting beat up.
Yeah.
Because in my day, and well, Matt's day too, if you did that, you would get beat up, right?
I mean, true.
You couldn't be like a geek about something. But now, geek, you can be a geek, which is great because you can be yourself, kind of yourself nowadays. When we grew up, Matt, it was you couldn't do that.
When I was a kid, PowerPoint was around.
Was it? How long has it been around?
Since the early 2000s.
Oh, okay. That's the same.
I think JP's trying to make himself sound younger, way younger than us. So,
with his gray hair,
it's you're not studying for Jay.
Jay's got gray hair too. Just saying.
Can I color my hair and it still looks like this?
Well, Matt uses that shampoo that takes the gray out.
No, I don't. I don't. I don't.
Can we find that out last week?
It does look a little darker than normal.
Yeah,
I don't. We said that last week too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like it's like Ronald Reagan black now.
No, it's just. I think it's just the lighting down here. Sure. So if I turn on another thing, it'll be a lot lighter.
We already give Matt enough of complexes. You know, we don't need to add another.
Thank you. I did get a haircut actually recently.
I can tell that. Yeah.
Thanks. It's looking great. And I go back and look at those inside jokes that I obviously missed. Again, I've been busy with grandkids. It's like, oh my God, I can't take it.
It was funny. Like I was reading a messed up comments people say, you know, if you want to mess up with somebody, and it was like, so I took my son to the skate park the other day, and he's 9. And, you know, he doesn't really know how to skate that well. He's still learning. And this 12-year-old, like, keeps bullying him to get off the pipe, you know, and, like, you know, and all the court and all that. And because I don't want to yell at a 12-year-old because I don't feel as an adult it's my place. You know, you need to let your kids kind of learn to set their own boundaries. And he goes, but, you know, my kid walked up to me and said, you know, like, what the kid was doing. I said, well, next time he says something to you, just look at him for a few seconds and don't reply. And then say, one of your eyes is a little bit lower than the other. And then that's it. And he goes, and sure enough, my son did that. And he goes, and then the other kid walked over to his friends and asked him. You could see the kid ask his friends that. And he said, and then finally they started going, yeah, I think so. And then the bully kid started crying and walked off. It's like, wow. Like,
the kid who went home and shot himself because he's like,
I
At least he protected us. Unfortunately, I think that's the way with anything like that where you're sharing like a skate park. We didn't have skate parks when we were kids. We had, you know, we had pools. Hey, there's a pool drained on three blocks down, you know, abandoned house. So we're out there skateboarding in these abandoned pools and stuff.
Jack, when we were kids, we had the tire hoop, you know, and the stick. We had the hoop and the stick thing to keep us busy.
I lived in a city, so we had cooler stuff than that. I don't know. I mean, I'm old. Okay. We had, at least, you know, toys.
You had the electric hoop.
I didn't grow up in the Great Depression like you.
Thanks.
Reminds me of an episode of The Waltons. I'm watching The Waltons with my dad before he passed away, and I'm like, we're watching The Waltons. I don't know why. Mm. And it's if you know The Waltons, it's the Depression. They have the Waltons have no money. They're barely making it. You know, they got grandpa, you know, they're barely making it, but they're on this tire swing and it's a brand new fucking tire. I go, are you going to tell me the Waltons don't have money to put food on the table, but they can get a brand new tire for a tire swing? Come on. Hollywood.
It's like people that like have cable TV, you know, but they can't afford to like give their kids something better than Mountain Dew. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. But anyway, that's my no. But
I think the Waltons really should have pulled themselves up by their tire strap. I don't know.
Tire straps, their overalls. What they, you know, Jim Bob would have holes in his pants, and you know they're having they all had holes in their pants, but yet they had a brand new fucking tire for a tire swing.
Where'd they get the rope?
It's a TV show.
What? Where did they get the rope? Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, the rope was used. It was their great grandfather hung himself with it. So they, you know, this is what you don't understand about the Waltons. You know, they committed suicide. You know, back in the day, you didn't throw anything away. So go get great grandpa's rope.
Did you guys tease the episode of the Waltons where like they were so hungry they had to eat one of the kids and they had to like do the draw straw thing, and then it got to the point where they were about ready to eat the kid, and then you know, like one of their cousins comes in and is like, I just shot a buck, you know, and then they eat food and they don't kill that kid.
Well, I thought it was the episode where they ate the kid and they had one less person to say goodnight to, which was great. Yeah, you're saying goodnight to everybody. It's like, fuck, can I just go to sleep? How many kids are in this fucking, you know, maybe we wouldn't be starving so much if we didn't have 15 fucking kids. All right. Maybe Mom should stop having sex so we can have some food. Or sell the tire swing for, you know, not the rope, because the rope means something, but you know.
I wanted to say that if you wanted to buy a tire swing, though, you know, you could probably go down to your local janjack.com/Amazon, click on that, type it in, get your tire rope and your swing and your all of that jazz. And right now we're going to go ahead and just take a little tiny break for that commercial break that you love so much. And here it is, a big old whopping.
You know, the worst part is most of these young kids are playing at home are go, who the fuck are the Waltons?
Yeah.
True.
I watched it every week. The Waltons were, you know.
Well, my daughter's actually reading the Little House on the Prairie series, all the books. She's going
by,
through
all of the books. By Laura Ingalls.
Laura Ingalls. Yep.
Wow. Who's on Fox News?
Right, yeah. No? Oh. Gotcha. Like, what?
Huh? I haven't caught that season yet because it's I'm going to catch it in reruns after we're out of the apocalypse. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Who?
Me.
Oh.
The whole Laura thing threw me off. I was like, what?
Laura? Laura?
I love
Little House
on the Prairie.
I love Little House on the Prairie. Yeah. It's a good show.
And I like how they ended it.
They blew up the house?
They were all losing their house, and they said, "Fuck it, we're going to blow everything up." I thought it was a fantastic ending.
Yeah, I would have liked it.
The only episode I
figured, go ahead.
Episode with Ernest Borgnine, where he like rescued her from running away from her house. Mm-hmm. They were alluding to maybe he was like an angel or something. I don't know.
My Linda.
Linda. Preacher!
You killed a preacher.
You killed my Linda.
I was looking the other day, for everyone out there, that's the Poseidon Adventure. And I was looking at Best Picture nominees over the years, and I could not believe the Towering Inferno was nominated.
Yeah.
Really?
For an Oscar. And I was like, are you serious? Okay. Yeah, but like it's still my guy.
It was very powerful at that.
Well, it had Paul Newman and had Steve McQueen, right? Am I right? I was going to say Priscilla Presley, not Priscilla Presley. Who was in Dallas? Married to Bobby Ewing, Pamela Ewing.
Hmm.
I'm sorry, that was Irwin Allen.
I know,
but Irwin Allen was big. He's the one that created Lost in Space.
Right.
Oh. You didn't know that?
I probably did somewhere in my brain.
Come on, Matt. You know you watched it live.
I watched it live on Nickelodeon in the afternoons, right after Gilligan's Island. It was one of those channels back in the day of cable.
I didn't have cable as a kid.
Oh, okay. So I guess I am younger than you. Check and mate.
Winner, and dinner.
Nick, didn't you have some kind of movie or show to talk about?
We can, sure.
Or we can talk about that Super Bowl that we all watched. No, you didn't watch the three out of four.
Talk about your movie review first.
Sure. Before we hit record, I was finishing up the first episode of a new Fox show called Lego Masters.
Oh, yeah.
And I was actually kind of skeptical, you know, because you never know about reality TV, like how interesting it's going to be. It was actually really good, the first episode. Like the people that they've got competing can do stuff that none of us will ever be able to do.
Can they build a fucking model?
It's crazy. Like they had 15 hours for this first challenge to build an amusement park, and all of them were like, I couldn't get over how well it was. Like, damn, those guys are smart.
I saw the commercial and wanted to watch it, but my first thought was like, you know, the host is Will Arnett, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Arnett. Yeah,
can't this guy get a real fucking job, or is he just painted himself as the one trick pony? He plays the same character every time.
Have you not watched BoJack?
No.
Arrested Development.
Arrested Development.
But he
doesn't have the same character in everything he does.
Okay, well, he's hilarious as the Lego Batman and
God bless me.
But yeah, it's a good show. I'm gonna keep watching it.
Yeah, JP, what were you gonna say?
Oh no, I tried watching it. I was so lost in that first episode. But then by the end, I put it all together.
A Lego Master? Oh, God. Okay.
So I know JP. I knew that was it. I did have a bad – speaking of Legos, I was over at when we were – we had to watch – we didn't have to watch. We watched the two grandkids at Jay's house. They went out to see a play. And Zach's room is covered with, you know, Zach is a, you know, he's a slob, but he's got all these different Legos on there. And I had my shoes off and I stepped on a Lego right in my heel of my, right where the soft spot. And I'm like, and both Zach and Alex laughed and thought it was funny.
It's when you get the shovel out.
Yeah, I thought about it. I said, man, you kids just don't – you're lucky you're my grandkids and not my real kids mm-hmm. because I would beat the crap out of you. But anyway, go ahead, Nick.
And the movie I went and saw because, you know, February is usually a slow movie month. And so I
was, yeah, nothing's grabbing me.
Yeah, so I kind of was like, all right, let's pick something. And I saw The Last Full Measure, which is with a lot of good actors in it. Ed Harris is in it. Samuel Jackson's in it. The guy that plays the Winter Soldier, he's the main guy. It's Peter Fonda's last movie. But there's a lot. Anyway, but
how do you know it's his last movie?
Because he died.
Oh, okay.
Well, they can CGI him.
It's true. But why would you want to CGI Peter Fonda?
He could still audition.
Because he was a big star back in 74 or 75, whenever Easy Rider came out.
That was 1970.
Was it 1970? Wow.
Actually, I think it's technically 69, but.
Did. He was the least successful of the Fondas, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it's based on a true story of this Air Force helicopter medic. Who in Vietnam, when they arrive on the scene, yeah, so
that sounds like a little background
for you. Nice sound effects there. I had flashbacks of Vietnam because I served.
Oh, okay,
there.
So they get there and the
they were in the same infantry.
This squad
of Jimi Hendrix all along the Watchtower infantry. Go ahead, Nick. What's your movie about?
Yeah, we just
give a shit at this point. Okay, we just the whole time smoking pot, Matt and I. But go ahead, Nick.
Start talking about MASH. Come on, Jack. So the guy, comes down and their medic's dead. And he basically saves all this squad's lives, and it's a true story. And he was denied the Purple Heart, the Medal of Honor, for 30 years because of normal like politics. There's always gonna be a dickhead in the movie. That's
are we talking about the Presidential Medal of Honor?
Yeah, that one.
Wow. He was denied. You're telling me this person was denied this.
So why was he?
Well, they don't really quite.
It wasn't TC from Magnum PI, was it?
No.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Just feel like you're mocking me now.
Like, I am not. I am.
I'm interested. I want to know why this guy didn't get
channeling Chris right now. If he was
well, basically like so, the general who had planned this. Route or whatnot, was on the way up through the chain, and so when it happened, he, kind of buried it a little bit. The guy still got like the highest Air Force medal, but he was just denied the Medal of Honor, and so everyone, even though he was in the Air Force, every single person that was still alive was in the Army, and it's really weird for two separate branches to go out for the other one.
Right.
And so these guys for 30 years have been trying to get this guy the Medal of Honor. And so, it goes through like the flashbacks to what would really happen.
Who was the guy? Was it Samuel Jackson? Was it Ed Harris? Was it
It's just a no name actor, like the guy who he dies. So he died there on the field. This early.
Oh.
In the
game, so. Oh. Okay. Yeah.
So but if he hadn't done what he did, this whole group would have died. And so that's what I'm saying.
Did he die on that mission, or he died later on?
No, he dies in that mission. Yeah. And
the helicopter.
Look, because his job in the helicopter is not to go down onto the field. It was just to bring up guys on the cable, and take them.
He wasn't flying the helicopter.
He wasn't flying. He was just like the medic inside the chopper.
Oh, so the other people take so long getting the fucking helicopter that he died.
Yeah, because he drops down there to save their lives because that's where he needed to be. And
you could say he,
I thought he was the pilot. But...
No, no, you could say that he rushed in to that.
But it's a good film. You definitely will have some waterworks at some point. I mean, it's a good – I liked it. It was just – it's definitely a dark horse in that I didn't know anything about it. And I walked in, I was like, wow, this was actually a pretty good movie.
Sounds like a movie I would like.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I mean, it was
– I hate when they put the politics and that kind of stuff. If someone's earned it, give it to them, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a true story. I mean, it's a good –
Would you say that you – limbawed as you cried?
Just say it already, Matt.
Different metal.
Okay. All right. Different metal. Gotcha. All right. There's the cheaper ones. Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. So go ahead.
But anyway,
you have a TV show,
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. Okay.
Yeah. Super Bowl.
Did you have another review, Nick?
Well, that's it. I guess I'll end it there because I didn't want to step on Matt at any point.
How many beers has Matt had?
I don't know.
Just the one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's gone. And your little geeky Star Wars glass.
Are you drinking out of Return of the Jedi glass?
I am. It is a Stormtrooper Return of the Jedi themed. Yes, that is the
glass. Is that when we were kids, Matt, remember they used to have the jars and jelly?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that is you not don't remember this. This is a plastic one.
How come they don't do that anymore? How come they don't do that anymore? You want to save the environment. Because literally every one of our cereal bowls was butter dishes,
mm-hmm.
and all the glasses we had for us kids were peanut butter, jelly, jams.
Well, you had a lot more of those mail-in rebates and like, ooh, that's like the glass style. See, this is just sorry, we're just geeking out over here. JP, you got a glass that you want to put in there, or like a oh, it's invisible. Is that
one of those chalices?
He's just chugging his
own thing. So let's talk about Super Bowl. Do you want to talk about the halftime show first, or
I'm going to need a minute.
Well, the halftime show, it took a lot of – well, let's just go to the halftime show. It took a lot of crap. I mean, there were people who were like, oh, my God, it was terrible. I it's not my kind of music. But Shakira, who's like in her 40s, right?
Probably.
And J-Lo.
She's about my age.
50? Yeah, well, she's not 60.
J-Lo's 50.
J-Lo, who's 50, I give them – they literally, I couldn't move that. I couldn't move like that for that amount of time. I thought it's again not my kind of music, but I turned to my wife. I said, "The choreography where they're getting these
different dances
into the rappers. I don't know why we had I don't even know who they were. They kind of maybe they were there to give the
rappers are a diamond. J-Lo.
Well, maybe they were there to give J-Lo and Shakira some time to rest. But I had no issues with it. Again, I wouldn't pay to go see it. But
I like J-Lo. You know, she's a very versatile woman. Can do a lot.
I don't like her boyfriend.
I was going to say, what if you backtrack to the earlier Super Bowls? Would you have been a fan of like Carol Channing?
Yeah, I saw that Carol Channing.
If Carol Channing, well, I don't.
I used to be able to do a Carol Channing impression.
I want to say so much, and yet I'm kind of.
I can't do it anymore.
If she was wearing what J-Lo was wearing, I'm just saying.
The Super Bowl wasn't even sold out. And it was on two networks.
Wow. It was on two networks? Huh? How is that networks. Possible? Which two?
I think it was the two networks that covered football. I think it was ABC and CBS at the time. Or NBC. Whatever the two networks that covered football.
It was Fox. There were two different, it was on Fox.
No, there were two. And this year, not this season, the first one.
Super Bowl. About the first one, yeah.
Oh, the first Super Bowl. Sorry, I'm
the NFL. It was the NFL and AFL. There were two different leagues. Thing. So that I think each network, whatever league it was, they covered their own suit. I think that's how it worked. But it wasn't sold out. And the people that were, I guess, complaining about how much the like hot dogs and hamburgers and everything was. The tickets I saw were looking for like $6,000. So you spend $6,000 on a ticket, you're gonna complain about paying $17 for a fucking beer. Shut the fuck up.
$3 for a hot dog?
Yeah.
There, I said it. I said it. Eat before you get in the goddamn...
Or stick it in your pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how many games I've gone to with dogs and wieners all in my pockets?
Okay, we need to drag. You could have gone somewhere else with that sentence.
I know.
So we all agree that the halftime people that are complaining about, come on.
The people that are complaining are the people that are complaining that people complain about too much stuff.
And you had J-Lo Willis.
Meaning the people that are complaining are the same people that complain about political correctness.
People that complain.
It's kind of like people that are complaining about the Super Bowl halftime show are the same people that
I'd rather have music. You know, I like the older music, so I'd rather have you know.
Well, that's what's funny is that.
Bring back Up With People. I mean, how many games have Up With People performed at a Super Bowl? The record, they hold the record, people. Yeah, bring them back. You know, if you don't like Up With People, you're pretty much down with it.
Yeah, so. I was reading an article the day about the Super Bowl halftime shows, about how it wasn't until it's either the 90 or the 91 or 92 Super Bowl, up until that point, the halftime show, no one cared about it. You know, it's like Michael Jackson was the reason why it's become what it is now, because he was promoting Dangerous at the time. And I think he asked to actually do the halftime show.
Wasn't he promoting sleeping with kids in his bed?
I don't think he was actively promoting that, no.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Too soon?
That was boasting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sure.
But yeah, then after that, it's always been a big deal after that. You know.
Shamone. Sorry. It's just weird when you space it out like that.
Let's bring back his sister's nipple to halftime shows.
Jeez.
I do really miss those old days of wardrobe malfunctions and Prince, you know, and his electric
Prince.
guitar. I mean, it was. No, the Prince halftime show. I love that.
Yeah.
There was a lot of energy in this halftime show. Again, the choreography I thought was great. The
putting kids in cages and her wearing the Puerto Rican flag. I loved it all. Okay.
It was great. I thought it was fantastic.
But the game, though. What about the game?
Yeah, the game. Now, who let's be honest, we didn't really talk about. Did we talk about who we were rooting for last week?
Yeah. I said that I was rooting for San Francisco 49ers, but I thought the Kansas City Chiefs would win.
Yeah, it was an even split. Jack and I picked Kansas City, and then the other two awful people picked San Francisco.
At one point, I thought Mahomes was hurt.
I did too. I actually thought, I mean, I think that at one point they did get to his head, but then when he fell into that rhythm in the fourth, and they were able to get that touchdown, which was so critical because it really gave them the momentum.
Well, I know it's going to piss off some Patriots fans, but it was almost Tom Brady-like, because Tom Brady can look like shit for almost the whole game and then just turn it on again. And that's because Mahomes, he was like on that interception where he threw behind him, and then the 49ers all went and celebrated. Hey, game's not over yet, guys. If I was a coach, I would fine you. You don't celebrate till the fucking game is over.
Yeah.
I don't know how clear I could be on that.
I would also say
you don't put the decals on the model until it's time to put the decals
on the model. I was a kid.
Rookie mistake. My dad
told me, so I learned it.
In the same way that it was Patriots fashion, I felt that Kyle Shanahan kind of had this oh man, it's the great Andy Reid. You know, it was just like he thought he was Wilford Brimley over there, and he just freaked out. Forgot about the power of that mustache.
Why did they stopped him in fourth down in the second quarter, late in the first half. There was 1:47 left. He had 3 timeouts, and they didn't call timeout. So of course the Chiefs, being smart, they didn't hike the ball till most of the time ran out the clock. So they got the ball with 57 seconds. I go, why would you fucking call a timeout? I thought it was a bonehead. It was 10-10 at that. I go, call time. And his excuse, I heard at the end of the game, well, we were worried about if we went 3 and out, they had timeouts left, they would have time to score. I go, the fuck? You've been stopping them the whole fucking game. Yeah. You got to play, and that's why the Patriots win a lot, because Belichick plays to win, not to, I hope we win. So I blame the coach on that one. It was, and there was a couple people are bitching about that last pass interference call. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I know we've had a lot of talk the last few years about pass interference. Mm-hmm. That was pass interference. And even the offensive pass interference, he did extend his arm out.
Yeah, and put, when I was a little,
you could let it go because it's Super Bowl, but yeah. He clearly gained an advantage by pushing.
I would say that for the most part, because I watched, you know, as I'm watching the game, I'm thinking, wow, they have not called a lot of stuff
right.
for the most part. I mean, there was even that shove that happened like after the quarterback was out of bounds. There was that shove that happened, and they didn't even call that. They didn't even flag that. So I felt like they were being very, you know, lenient on their
let them play.
So yeah, and you know, when it came down to it, they made some crucial calls there at the end, and so. But
and there were a couple calls you could tell that Tom Brady wasn't in the game because there were a couple shots to the head each quarterback took, and it wasn't called because Tom Brady, you hit him on the like I think the arm, it's roughing the passer.
I liked that it was a game that came down to the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't want it to be a blowout on like the first half because then pretty much, you know, then that's it. You know, you're not gonna watch
the I thought they're evenly matched teams. I thought yeah. that I think that San Francisco just got too conservative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you have a team like Kansas City whose defense is not that it's good, but it's not great. You need to keep your pedal on the, you know, keep your pedal on the gas and keep pushing and trying to score. And they didn't do that. They were trying to run out the clock. And Kansas City's offense is the best in football. And you saw it again. Boom, boom, boom. Score, score, score. No, that was it. Hmm. I thought the coach panicked. Kyle Shanahan panicked and choked it and cost his team the game. Calling him out. Fuck him.
Well, I think, I mean, it's they came a long way with that team, you know? I mean, like, they had more wins. Right, I mean, they were like 13. You know, Kansas City was 12.
Well, Kansas City was out without Mahomes, I think, for four games.
Right,
and he's definitely. You know, I know people aren't gonna like this who are Patriots fans, but he's definitely the best quarterback in football right now.
Hey, to every season, you know, that's like the times are changing. You know, like turn, man.
I was about to say, just name a song lyrics. Turn.
Some of it never gets old.
As I've been rewatching The Office, I just watched the episode where they all go out on their respective calls and they partner up, and you get the Dwight and the Jim partnering up, and like they kind of go on a classic kind of Jim and Dwight where Jim's doing the speech while Dwight's doing his thing, and you think, what the hell are they doing? And they pull it off, and.
Where he's calling the thing and
mm-hmm.
I like when he gets in the thing because Dwight's in the back of the car.
Yes.
That thing and he goes, now wearing a seatbelt. I don't need a seatbelt. Boom.
and then you have the Stanley going with Ryan and then Ryan just getting so embarrassed that he just says hi.
Hello.
Hi. Oh,
hi.
He just said hi. Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Yeah.
He's like, you are my niece.
I started listening to, I'm rewatching The Office, but Angela and Jenna Fischer have a podcast where they're actually rewatching The Office.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's called The Office.
The Office what?
Office Ladies.
Hmm. Nice.
They had the lady that played Michael, what's the Jan Levinson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was on last week, and they had a cardboard cutout of Catherine Zeta-Jones. Just kind of wacky. I love the Office, but I've been rewatching Seinfeld.
Right, right. Where are you at?
And that show gets so it's like you can see season three. It really hits. The Chinese restaurant scene is one where I think it really took hold, where people said this show's not bad.
Right.
But season three is just it's just so funny. So my wife's like, I'll watch it in bed. She's like, she gets mad when I'm trying to hold it. I'm shaking the bed because I'm laughing. She goes, "What are you watching? Watch a drama." But it's just so funny. I've been watching Curb Your. You guys been watching the final season of Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Oh, is this not the final? They always say it's the final.
Oh, no, I mean, this season of Curb Your
Enthusiasm. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, and I think it's really good.
He is just brilliant.
Yeah,
Larry David is just brilliant because. Are you watching it, Matt?
I am not watching it currently. I'll catch up.
Well, I don't want to spoil anyone, but he's getting sued. Sexual harassment. But it's so damn funny. This last episode was hilarious, and his revenge where he wants to have the coffee shop next to Mocha Joe.
Yeah.
And the scones.
Yeah, he's the only one that likes them. Yeah,
but I like because his friend Jeff. Well, she thinks the first episode she walks in, she sees Jeff, she thinks he's Weinstein.
Yeah, Harvey Weinstein.
No, this is Jeff. This is
my the thing is I don't know if I would have been him if I would have gone along with that joke in the script because I never thought of him looking like him until I saw that episode. I was like, shit, he does look like Harvey Weinstein.
But when she walks in, right when she goes gets offended, I go, he does look. I mean, before they said, I go, he does look like him. I go, wow. I go, because I wouldn't want to look like him.
No, that's what I mean. People. He will
also looks like the dad from Goldbergs.
Oh, yeah, he does. Shut up, man. I'm like, what?
Did I take your joke?
You absolutely took it. I was.
You Leno'd him.
To lull down, and I was going to say it.
Okay, well, you got to be quick on this show.
If you've never seen Curb Your Enthusiasm, if you like to laugh, it's one of those comedies where you just it's hilarious. It's just flat out funny.
Because there's always so many things that you don't think will matter, and then all of a sudden they come back around later in the episode. Right. You know, like the whole fake fruit stuff,
what's his name? Lewis.
Richard Lewis.
Richard Lewis, who was hilarious, and then unfortunately had some drug issues. But he was hilarious back in the day. Fighting over who has to pay for lunch. I always pay for lunch, and they're going out of their way to pay for lunch. They go to the funeral.
The only thing in this current episode that I thought was going to play out and it didn't play out was, you know, because Ted Danson's in that movie, you know, and the fact that he saw the cut. He's playing Robert E. Lee, and the cutout when he actually attacks the cutout, I thought it was going to like make the news or something on the show and be like, he's taking up for, you know, like the glorification of, you know, like, and that didn't go anywhere. I was like, oh, I really thought they were going to make a big issue out of it. That's true. It could come back around, but yeah.
Are you okay with Ted Danson playing General Lee?
Well, that beard was god awful. You know, from the show, you know, the movie scene, but I think that scene they probably borrowed from. It looked like a scene from out of Gods and Generals, and they just kind of like cut out Robert Duvall and stuck in Ted Danson. But who knows?
Because he's got an issue with Ted Danson because Ted Danson stole his wife,
dating his wife. Yeah,
yeah.
And I can see that too, though, because apparently, you know, they were friends or whatever. And then he's, you know, he asked him that previous season, like, I'm going to ask out Cheryl. And he said, no, you can't. And then he did it anyway. So, like, I'd probably be the same way. Yeah.
There's a code, and he broke the code.
Yeah.
I did actually like that when he went to the house and there was still the picture of Cheryl. I had gone to visit my uncle over the summer, and I had not been to their house in a long time. And the guest room that they put me in, was a very, very old family picture of my family. And I was there with like a girlfriend that I dated when I was like 21. She was still in the picture. And I said, you couldn't just at least cut her out if you were going to save the picture.
But that's what I mean. Like, as I was saying, like, you should have done that. It'd have been a total Larry David moment where you just take the picture out of the frame, like cut out that one person and stick it back in as if nothing happened.
And the way him and his wife, Jeff's wife and Larry David go back and forth is hilarious.
Oh yeah.
And it's all ad lib, right? They're ad libbing the show, right?
Yeah. I think from what I remember, they do,
They have a
plot points, and then the rest, there's no script. It's just ad-libbed.
Yeah. It's hilarious. If you have again, you haven't seen it, you're missing out because it's gold.
Did you ever see the that documentary Long Shot about Curb Your Enthusiasm and the murder?
No.
Uh-oh.
You know, not to spoil the whole documentary, but there was the episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry takes the HOV lane with the prostitute to get to the baseball game.
Oh, yeah.
There was a guy who was arrested for murder, and his alibi was that he was at a Dodgers game, and his lawyer couldn't, there was no proof. His lawyer couldn't pin him at the game. And through digging into this whole story, the lawyer eventually learned that HBO was filming Curb Your Enthusiasm that day at the game. And through footage of Curb Your Enthusiasm, he was able to find his client in the stand, roughly where Larry David was filming. And that got him off the, conviction, basically.
Wow.
Yeah.
I do that. I pissed Jay off one day at Comic-Con because I whistle that a lot. Just, that theme song. Like, it's a catchy tune. And I did it. It stuck in Jay's head the entire day. And I'd be walking in over going, he's like, God damn it, Nick.
It was already playing while we've been talking about Curb Your Enthusiasm, like the whole time. So
I used to have that as my ringtone on my cell phone.
That's good, though. Anyway.
That's anyway, all I what else? Yeah, good stuff. I'm trying to think of what else I've watched beyond that. It seems like go ahead, JP.
I was gonna say I just started watching on I think it's on Amazon Prime. There's a show called Jean-Claude Van Johnson. Did you guys ever hear of this?
No.
I think you're making up half this shit. I don't even think that. I don't think that Van thing is true either.
I watched the first episode. There's only 6 episodes of this show. I don't know why it was canceled, unless the other 5 I haven't seen bombed. But the premise of the show, it's called Jean-Claude Van Johnson. It's Jean-Claude Van Damme playing himself. Ooh. But Jean-Claude Van Damme, the actor, is actually a cover for Jean-Claude Van Johnson, the secret agent.
I thought it was going to be – it sounds like a porn star.
I think the problem with the show is it's way too fucking complicated.
Did Jean-Claude Van Damme write this?
No, you can understand it, so I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm the muscles from Brussels.
Yeah, it's very, very tongue-in-cheek humor. It's very, like, almost like Naked Gun, I want to say.
So it's live action, then?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I recommend it. Unless the other are horrible, don't blame me.
I miss those movies. They don't make those, like, anymore, like Airplane and Loaded Weapon and...
millennials can't keep
it. It's because the Zucker brothers have moved on,
Just saying, to
die.
Yeah, they moved on, man.
But like the exactly what you're saying, like Lethal Weapon, and I just like just that weird humor.
Top Secret.
Lethal Weapon?
Not Lethal. I'm sorry. Like, what did you just say?
When he blew his head off, that was so fucking.
The Naked Gun. Sorry, that's what I mean.
Well, Police Squad was a hilarious show that only lasts like 6-7 episodes, and the reason they canceled, they said it's doing well, but people won't keep paying attention to it because it's too hard to watch a show and pay attention to. I go. Because, it's a cop show. Cover me, and you throw a blanket over him.
Right.
People eventually won't get that. I go, what's not to fucking get?
Yeah, but eventually, even with, like, the Naked Gun movies, they had Loaded Weapon, but eventually they would just stick Leslie Nielsen in any, like, parody-type movie that just wasn't – it wasn't funny anymore.
Right.
He was a serious actor up until Airplane. Mm-hmm. Not Airplane –
Airplane.
Yeah, because he was known as a serious bad guy in most of his movies.
He lost all of his serious cred after a while. There's a law of diminishing returns. It's kind of like John Hamm. We take him as being serious, but the more comedies he is in, like, the less and less he'll become funny. I'm just joking. I love John Hamm. I'd like watch him in just about anything, but seriously, though.
Cool. But yeah, well, Leslie Nielsen in Airplane though, he plays a serious. He's funny, but he's playing a serious role.
Well, you know, the joke for Airplane is that they're taking everything that they're doing, they're taking it seriously.
Yeah.
Exactly. Seriously.
My boss will do that to me almost every time before I do like a really big demo. He'll go like, "She wants to say good luck. We're all counting on you." You know, like, shut up.
I've said that 100 times.
Never. Have you ever actually tried to watch Zero Hour, the movie it's based on?
No, but
I think I'm trying to remember if MST3K spoofed.
Well, you saw it in the theater, didn't you, Matt?
Yeah, when it first aired, when it first came out. Yeah. So actually, back then it was just a talkie, but okay. So one other show that I've watched recently, which is just so bizarre, and you should
at least check radio.
You should at least check out to see how weird it is. It's on Netflix. It's I think it's a Japanese animation show called Cells at Work. So the name of it's Cells at Work, but
Cells?
It's cells, like body cells, like
C-E-L-L-S. Okay.
Yeah. And so it's anime style, but it is talking about the systems of the body as they fight diseases and viruses, and it's so weird and so funny and so, like.
Is it supposed to be a comedy, or are you just like laugh at fucking crazy shit?
Well, kind of a little bit of both. I mean, some of it is supposed to, you know, it's weird because it's like there's these red blood cells, which are which is one of the main characters that you follow through the story, and she delivers nutrients and oxygen.
Isn't there like an episode of Syphilis, an episode of DD, is that playing effect?
Well, like they'll battle different diseases and infections, and so one of them that they battled was influenza. And all of the influenza virus is like a zombie as it attacks like the other cells.
That is funny stuff.
And then the white blood cells show up to help protect, and like you know, and then the T cells come in, and it's
technically the T cells will get there before the white blood cells.
No, actually, they say that the white blood cells get there first before the T cells. So you'll have to watch the show, and you know they give you
information. I want to watch it because it sounds
they give you information, but sometimes on the card itself it's all in you know Japanese characters.
Is this for like kids?
So you cannot read it. Well, it's for middle, it's whatever age you want it to be. So although there is a lot of blood, because when they kill these other viruses, like it's kind of anime style where it's just like real gory, like they'll slash through them and like the blood will kind of be all over the white blood cells, which are white.
It should make it 3D.
The white blood cell that's the main character in the show.
Of course,
it's funny because he looks.
Of course, the white blood cell is going to be the main character.
Mm-hmm. He looks so Asian emo though. Like
the white blood cell be nominated for an Oscar?
No, with his emo, like he has this emo haircut, and it's funny. Like there's moments that are like legitimately funny, and they're meant to be funny, and there's moments that are supposed to be like like. Anyway,
I'm sorry to read the chat.
Yeah. There are red blood cells in there too, so
of course. And,
anyway, it's worth checking. Cells, it's right? worth checking out. I think that
commie blood cells, the red blood cells, commies.
Yeah, so they've taken over.
Better dead actually. Than red.
So, all right, they're just making fun of me now. Nick's having his revenge from when I was like,
I don't to be honest with you, Matt. I don't think this is painting. You drank too much beer.
No, this is a real show. It's on Netflix.
You're an artist. You're probably thinking, oh, red blood cells, white blood cells, this is cool. Slash, slash, hey!
I know I didn't dream this up.
I think you popped some LSD before you
I don't know.
What is JP saying?
I said I'm on Netflix right now. I don't see this.
You didn't search it?
I'm searching right now.
Maybe it's blocked in your area because of the...
I think this is a made up fucking show.
It is not.
I think you dreamt it because you know how you wake up sometimes and you're watching porn and you don't know it.
Mm-hmm. See,
right? That was with Hulu.
Watching the
that was so that was with Hulu. By the way.
I see it. Sales at work. Yep.
You found it.
Yep. It's on Netflix.
What is this Netflix you're dreaming of?
It's the other Disney Plus. So, anyway,
a few weeks ago on Matt and I's Owen and Brew's podcast, we talked about how The Mandalorian is based off of The Wolf and the Cub.
That's right.
Yeah. And I knew the story, but I'd never had read or seen the old movie about it. And so I bought the comic for it. And
you guys are gross. So yeah. The other two guys are writing.
It's so rude.
Why would people do this? Like, we're trying to have a serious conversation here, people. All right.
Once we get to Star Wars, we got to stop and be serious.
I'm almost done with the first book. There's like six, I think, and it's really good. And there's a lot of stories in there that I would love to see get included into The Mandalorian. And once again, we're derailed. Sorry for all the listeners out there. We're acting like 8-year-old children.
It's these two guys. We should never have
been talking about these two guys. It's you.
Okay. All right. Well, nobody will be the wiser. Killed, JP. All right. Okay. So Wolf and Cub. I've actually seen some of the movies at some point in my life.
I thought it was based on a killer. Yeah. They shoot at the end.
No, if it was based on Old Yeller, there's no way I would watch the end. I would like watch up to the part where like the kids are eating oatmeal and it's like, Ma, something's wrong with it. I would be like, click. No, I'm not going to Skype you later. So if you want to send me PayPal money though, just directly, perhaps we can Skype later. So
no, I mean, anyway. I like it in that. You know, because you're not sure if the child is the wolf's actual kid or not. You know, it's just a kid, but they use it. The story is interesting in how they work together as a team, even though it's a little kid. And I was like, shut up.
No, it's everything that JP wrote in the chat earlier is just so wrong now. So go ahead with your child story. Let's
come back to Michael Jackson.
It's good though. Like I mean,
it's nothing like that at all. Yeah. I like Wolf and Cub, and you know, we should move on before we besmirch the good name.
Final chapter of the book, though, does the cub get punched a few times?
Maybe.
On that note, we have almost struck midnight when Nick's slippers turn into dust and Jack turns back into a pumpkin. Yeah, I know, right? So
this is supposed to be a short show.
This was.
And, JP talks a lot.
Shut the fuck up, JP.
You've been so boisterous. It's like you've demanded, you pushed your way into the show. You should be the producer now. So I'm going to just.
Okay, you can be the producer, but you have to kick one of us out. So it's either Matt, Chris, myself, or Nick. Me? Who are you pointing to? I think you're pointing to me.
On that note, we didn't talk about the poll result. Poll results.
No.
Yeah, what came down the poll?
I know barbecue ribs didn't win.
Apparently, I came in last place, but I just want to personally thank all of those that voted for me, including Colleen. Thank you so much.
I think the people that voted for you have never been to a Super Bowl party or only go there for the food.
Well, I mean, my original choice was just going to be chip and dip because there's a lot of things you can cover with that. But then you had to go with the 7-layer dip, and I was like, "Well, shit, I still won, so it's okay."
I would have picked pizza, but that's a cop out. I
did. JP, what would you have picked?
I voted on this. I think I picked chicken wings. Was that a choice?
That was buffalo wings. Yeah,
no, buffalo wings,
which didn't win, right?
It came in third, I think.
No, I think it beat 7-layer dip.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my problem was a lot of our listeners can't count to seven. So they go 7-layer dip.
No, they wanted like 8-layer, 10-layer, 9-layer.
No, it was too much for them. They said, okay, I'll stop at 4 because I can count to 4. But I'm not sure what comes after 4.
Jam.
Yeah, I should have gone with popcorn. So that would have been
I think none of us said chili.
That's true. Chili was a, yeah.
Have you ever had chili? Have you ever had chili on your popcorn?
Why?
Movies.
That would.
Shit. Okay, I'm making myself crack up now about something that doesn't make sense. We should really end this because this was supposed
to be. You ever had chili on your popcorn?
No, not on my dick. That's
never happened. Oh, he had wieners earlier.
They were in my pockets.
Your wieners are in your pockets?
Your guys' heads are always in the gutter. I'm trying to keep you guys clean.
On You're the one that said it.
Yeah.
You guys have the dirtiest minds.
I guess so.
Everyone out there should know. We should actually write. That should be the next verses of who is actually the most dirty-minded host.
Ooh.
Because if they could only read the chat, they would know.
It would go a landslide if they could read the chat.
Yeah.
I think we should.
The person that, wait, hold on a second. This person in the chat that does this won't do it in a live show.
No.
Wants to keep up the image of.
Okay, so anyway, on with the show. This is it. We have
on with the show.
We have people to thank, places to go, and apparently I fuck this up every time. So I apologize. You can't get one. Flip it around the other way. It's just kind of like a USB port kind of thing. You just like reverse the two. But I think I made sense of it now. Thank you, Colleen, for this way of thinking about it. But it is jandjack.com/Amazon. Go there. A little bit goes to help this show and all of the people on it, including myself. So poor that
he has to pose nude.
Yeah. I have to pose nude for my class. It's a weird gig.
You know what? You might make more money if you dressed because you might get more students.
I made the mistake of actually telling my students that I did a podcast, and they were like, "We want to know more." And I was like, "Shit!"
You still tell
them. They probably wouldn't think of you as this guy that in the chat.
Probably.
As far either.
What's that?
They're probably thinking. They probably, you know, your students probably go, "Wow, I thought he was like 58, 59. He's only 47."
47, yeah.
I've been meaning to talk to him about the Waltons.
On that note, you can buy your copy of
Who Waltons. Are the Waltons would you have sex with?
What, excuse me?
That'd be good versus who would you have sex with on the Waltons?
No, we're not doing that as a versus.
No? Okay, all right.
What did JP said, John Boy? What is that?
No, I said the tire.
The tire. The tire.
Okay. It is new.
Just doing circles.
it is pretty large. It's hard for you not to miss that one. So. Girth-wise, you know, I don't know. But anyway.
Good night, John Boy.
got a cheese wheel for you.
Seriously, I am stopping this show.
Hello, Mary Ellen. You're next.
All right. So if you want to get your tire swing, your sex swing,
whatever kind of swing.
You can get it at janjack.com/Amazon. All of those proceeds go to help out the podcasters.
What about Grandma Walton?
Keep the lights on. Fuck Jack. I'm just going to mute him now.
I would fuck Walton.
And let's see. Wait, shit. What else do we have to do on this show now?
Thank the patrons.
Thanks, patrons.
Yeah. Thanks. We'd like to thank all of the patrons. And you can do so by becoming a patron at patreon.com/JandJack. I think I got that one right. Either way, you go to JandJack.com because when you're old, that is the easier thing to just plug. One thing that I've learned from the master on this show, so someone who doesn't get a lot of credit and does so much for the show, and I feel like I kind of overlook the magnitude that is this podcaster and what he brings to the table. Thank you, JP, for all you do for this show.
Pleasure. I'm going to cry, JP.
Pleasure.
It was you the whole time. You get the Presidential Fitness Award.
You did your laps.
You did your laps. So anyway, I'd like to thank all the patrons that make this show possible. And I can remember them, but I think Jack does a better job.
Nope, I'm muted.
Tack from Tatooine, Maggie the Mandalorian, Ed the Imperial Letter Carrier. Is that what I came up with?
I think so.
I think so. Oh, Eckhart Richter. I don't know. The Vader. Vader, sure. Joanne with the master plan, the stolen Death Star plans, and Drake, the superstar destroyer. Yeah, that is the best, the executor, the executor. Thank you for doing what you do. We'll see you next week when we have some Chris back in the
when we have our poll, your verses, who would you sleep with from the Waltons?
No, we're not doing that. No, the poll that is going to happen is
Nick, don't forget to post that.
Who has
I think it'd be a live. We'll leave it up. We won't put a limit. You can just say whatever you want.
I think that would be the lowest voted versus ever because everyone would be going, "Who the fuck are the Waltons?"
I think they would be like, "Who the fuck is RCAD?"
Yeah, that too. That's a cool thing.
I vote on their things here, but I don't know who they are. So, thanks, JP. I like that you showed me the size of your penis there. So thanks again, JP, for joining us. You know, be loud, be proud, be on the show.
You have a Hollywood Square shirt on?
Yeah, it's my Gilbert Gottfried Hollywood Square shirt.
Oh, nice. Again, another show people are like going, what the fuck is Hollywood Squares?
Go on YouTube and look up You Fool, Gilbert Gottfried.
You fell for the...
Great show, kids. One in a million. Who's the fool or the fool that follows JP? Thank you so much. See you next week.
Great show, kids. One in a million.
I already said that.
Oh. Pitter patter.
Great show, kids.